Welcome to the Reality Revolution. I'm your host, Brian Scott, and today's activation is the Quantum Entanglement Love Activation. There's someone you can't stop thinking about. Or maybe there's someone you haven't met yet, but you feel them out there, searching for you the same way you're searching for them. Your heart knows they exist. You feel the empty space where they belong, like a phantom limb that aches for what should be there. Love is not found, love is recognized, and recognition happens when two energies that belong together finally remember their connection. You've been trying to attract love the hard way, sending your energy out like a beacon, hoping it finds them. But there's an ancient secret hidden in the fabric of reality itself. You don't need to search for your person. You need to entangle with them. You need to become so energetically inseparable that distance becomes irrelevant, time becomes meaningless, and your connection becomes inevitable. When two particles become entangled, something miraculous happens. They become one system. Touch one, the other responds instantly, regardless of the space between them. Change one, the other changes. They're no longer two separate things. They're one thing experiencing itself in two locations. Your heart already knows how to do this. Every time you've fallen in love, really fallen in love, you've experienced it. They pop into your mind, and seconds later, your phone rings. You feel sad, and somehow they know to check on you. You wake up thinking of them at the exact moment they wake up thinking of you. That's not coincidence, that's entanglement. You don't have to wait for entanglement to happen randomly. You can create it. You can initiate it. You can weave your energy so deeply with theirs that separation becomes impossible. Today you're going to learn how to reach across space and time and touch the energy of your special person, to create a connection so profound that they feel you even if they don't know your name yet, to bind your particles together at such a fundamental level that every cell in their body recognizes you as home. This activation changes how love works for you. After today, you won't chase love. Love will chase you. Because once you're entangled with your person, the universe has no choice but to bring you together. Two entangled particles cannot remain apart, violating the laws of physics, violates the laws of love. Whether you're calling in someone new or deepening a connection that already exists, whether they're across the world or across the room, whether they know you or are about to know you, this activation creates an energetic bond that transcends every barrier between you. Your loneliness ends today, not because you'll meet them today, although you might, but because once you're entangled, you're never truly apart again. You'll feel them. They'll feel you, and the space between you will become nothing more than a temporary illusion that's about to collapse. Quantum entanglement is the universe's love story. Einstein called it spooky action at a distance because it disturbed him. Two particles once connected remained connected forever. Separate them by a room or a country or a galaxy, it doesn't matter. What happens to one instantly happens to the other. No signal travels between them. No time passes. They simply are each other in two different locations. Scientists have proven this thousands of times. They take two photons, entangle them, and then send them to opposite sides of the laboratory. Change the spin on one, the other spin reverses instantly. Measure one, you know the state of the other. They're not communicating. They're the same thing expressing itself in multiple points of space. Your body generates photons. Your heart produces a measurable electromagnetic field that extends 8 to 10 feet beyond your physical form. Your brain fires billions of electrical impulses. You are, at your most fundamental level, made of the same particles that demonstrate entanglement every day in quantum laboratories around the world. Every emotion you feel changes your quantum signature. Love, especially, creates coherent patterns in your energy field that can be measured, documented, photographed. When you think of someone with genuine feeling, your photons carry the information. Your particles vibrate with their name. Here's what science won't tell you, but mystics have always known. Consciousness directs entanglement. Attention creates connection. Where you place your awareness, you create quantum bridges. Every time you've thought of someone and they called, you've proven this. Every time you felt someone's sadness from across the city, you've demonstrated quantum entanglement between human hearts. The heart generates the strongest electromagnetic field in your body, 60 times stronger than your brain. When you love someone, truly love them, your heart's field extends and seeks their heart's field. When these fields touch, even once, entanglement begins. The particles in your heart literally become correlated with the particles in theirs. Distance means nothing to entangled particles. A study at the University of Geneva proved that entangled photons separated by miles responded to each other faster than the speed of light would allow. They didn't respond to each other. They responded as each other. The same phenomenon happens between lovers, between mothers and children, between souls that recognize each other. Your DNA emits photons. These biophotons carry information about you. Your emotional state, your thoughts, your desires. When you focus on someone with intention and emotion, you are sending quantum particles encoded with your energy signature into the field where they can entangle with your person's particles. The Institute of Heart Math has documented that when two people focus on each other with love, their heart rhythms synchronize. Even when they're in different rooms, their brain waves align, their breathing patterns match. They become the biological system in two bodies. That is why you can feel when someone is thinking about you. This is why you wake up knowing something's wrong with someone you love. This is why some connections feel instant and eternal. Because at the quantum level, you've been entangled before, perhaps in another time, another life, another dimension of possibility. Today, you're going to consciously create this entanglement. You're going to bind your photons with theirs, correlate your particles, synchronize your fields. You're going to become quantum lovers, inseparable at the smallest scale of reality, connected at the speed of instantaneous, bound by forces that transcend physical laws. You don't need to know their name. You don't need to know their face. You don't even need to know if they currently exist in physical form. Because in the quantum field, all probable relationships exist simultaneously. And your soulmate is already there, waiting to be collapsed from possibility into reality. Think about radio waves. Right now, thousands of signals are passing through your body. Music, conversations, data. You can't perceive them until you tune your receiver to the right frequency. Your specific person or soulmate is broadcasting their signal right now. They're sending out the unique energetic signature, their quantum frequency, their soul's call. You just need to tune in. Every person emits a unique quantum signature, a combination of frequencies that is theirs alone. Like an energetic fingerprint, this signature exists in the quantum field, whether you've met them or not. When you focus your consciousness on the feeling of your ideal love, you're not imagining, you're tuning into a frequency that already exists. The secret is that consciousness is non-local. It doesn't live in your brain. It exists in the quantum field that connects all things. When you extend your consciousness with intention and emotion, you can touch anyone, anywhere, anytime. You can entangle with someone on the other side of the planet who you've met. They'll suddenly feel restless, suddenly feel pulled to travel, suddenly make decisions, that bring them closer to you. The quantum field doesn't distinguish between met and unmet. Those are physical world concepts. In the quantum realm, every soul that will ever matter to you is already connected to you through invisible threads of possibility. You're just activating a connection that exists in potential, bringing it into manifestation. When you create a clear energetic template of your person, not their appearance, but their essence, their feeling, their energy, you're sending out quantum tendrils that search the field for matching signatures. Like quantum magnets, these tendrils attach to compatible energy signatures and begin the entanglement process. Your specific person or soulmate is feeling something right now. They don't know what it is. A restlessness, a pull, a sense that something is shifting. That's you. That's your consciousness touching theirs. Your particles beginning to correlate with theirs. They might suddenly think about moving to a new city, your city. They might feel compelled to go to a coffee shop they've never visited, your coffee shop. They might accept an invitation they would normally decline, the invitation that brings them to you. Scientists have documented that observation affects reality at the quantum level. The act of observing collapses probability waves into actual events. When you observe your special person, that soulmate, in the quantum field, feeling their energy, knowing their essence, you're collapsing the probability of your meeting from possible to inevitable. The pull works both ways. As you entangle with them energetically, you'll start feeling drawn to certain places, certain decisions, certain moments. You're not choosing randomly. You're being guided by the entanglement itself. Every choice that feels right is bringing you closer to each other in physical space. This is how people meet their soulmate in the most impossible circumstances. A last-minute flight change puts them in the seat next to their future spouse. A wrong turn leads them to the exact right place. A canceled plan opens space for an unexpected encounter. These aren't accidents. They're entangled particles being pulled together by forces stronger than magnetism. Your soulmate, your twin flame, your specific person could be anyone, anywhere. They could be the stranger you're about to meet next week who feels inexplicably familiar. They could be someone who's been in your periphery, about to move into focus. They could be across the ocean making specific plans to travel to where you are. The moment you entangle with their energy, the physical world begins reorganizing to bring you together. The universe cannot keep entangled particles apart. It's just unlikely. It's physically impossible. Once you're quantumly entangled with your person, every law of physics, every force of nature, every synchronicity of existence conspires to unite you in physical space. The meeting is not a matter of if, it's only a matter of when. Sometimes you know exactly who they are. You've seen their face across a screen. You've read their words. You've heard their voice. They live in another city, another country, another world, it seems. The distance feels impossible, but distance is an illusion that quantum entanglement shatters. When you know of someone specific, you have an advantage. You have anchor points for connection. Their name carries frequency. Their image holds quantum information. Their digital presence leaves energetic footprints across the quantum field. Every photo they've shared, every word they've written, every video they've posted contains their photonic signature, actual light particles that carry their essence. Here's what physics tells us when you look at someone's photograph. Photons that bounced off their body enter your eyes. You're absorbing particles that have touched them. Those photos carry information, not just visual, but quantum information about their energy state, their frequency, their signature. You're already beginning to entangle just by observing them. Geographic distance means nothing in quantum space. Experiments have proven entanglement holds between particles separated by hundreds of miles. Your consciousness doesn't need to travel to them. It's already there. The quantum field exists everywhere simultaneously. When you think of them with focused intention, You're not sending energy across distance. You're activating a connection in the field that exists beyond space. That person you're thinking of, they feel something when you focus on them. Scientists at the University of Washington proved that one person's focused attention can be detected in another person's brain activity from a distance. They might not consciously know it's you, but their quantum system registers your attention. They might find themselves thinking of traveling. They might stumble across something that reminds them of your city. They might feel an unexplained pull towards something connected to you. Social media, video calls, digital messages. These aren't just communication tools, they're quantum bridges. Every interaction, even digital, creates entanglement. When they read your message, your words affect their brain state. When you watch their video, your neurons fire in patterns influenced by their presence. You're already building quantum correlation through digital space. The specific person advantage is this: you can create targeted entanglement. Instead of casting a wide net, you're creating a laser-focused quantum connection. Visualize them, but go deeper than appearance. Feel into their energy as you perceive it. What does their presence feel like? What quality of consciousness do they emanate? This feeling sense is their actual quantum signature, and when you tune into it, you're creating direct entanglement. They'll start seeing signs of you. Your name will appear randomly. Someone will mention your city. They'll hear a song that inexplicably makes them think of someone they've never met, you. These aren't coincidences, they are symptoms of entanglement. Quantum field is showing them what their particles already know, that a connection is forming. Distance creates desire. The space between you is not an obstacle, it's a tension that accelerates entanglement. Like a stretched rubber band that wants to contract, entangled with particles separated by distance creates a force that pulls toward resolution. The greater the distance, the stronger the quantum tension, the more powerful the eventual convergence. Your specific person is already moving towards you in ways they don't understand. Maybe they're considering opportunities that would bring them closer. Maybe they're making life changes that will free them to travel. Maybe they're following interests that will intersect with yours. The entanglement is already reorganizing both your realities to create intersection points. The bridge between you isn't built, it's already existing in quantum space. Every time you think of them, you strengthen it. Every time they wonder about you, they reinforce it. You're not trying to reach across distance, you're recognizing at the quantum level there is no distance between you. You exist in the same field, breathing the same quantum space, already touching in dimensions beyond the physical. Physical meetings become inevitable because entangled particles cannot remain separated. The universe will create circumstances, a work opportunity, a mutual friend, an unexpected invitation, a synchronistic travel plan. What seems impossible to your logical mind is elementary to quantum mechanics. You're not hoping they come to you or you'll go to them. You're activating a force that makes your physical convergence as certain as gravity. Consider Isabella and Conrad. She was in California studying his music from Vienna. She focused intently on his compositions, his interviews, feeling into his creative essence through his work. She didn't just listen, she entangled, sending him thoughts of appreciation every night. Within 3 months, he announced his first U.S. tour in a decade. His first stop, a small venue in her town that he had inexplicably felt drawn to. They met, they married, 18 months later. He still can't explain why he chose that tiny venue. Or the case of Marcus and Yuki. He saw her art on Instagram from London while she lived in Tokyo. For 6 months, he meditated on her artwork each morning, not her photos, but the energy he felt in her creations. He sent her psychic messages through the quantum field. Your art is seen, you are appreciated. She began dreaming of London, though she'd never been interested before. She applied for an artist residency she hadn't planned on seeking. She got it. They met at her first gallery opening. She told him later, "I felt pulled to London by something I couldn't name." I have a client, Anna, who lives in Brazil, who felt drawn to a musician in Iceland. she discovered online. Every night, she sent him energetic messages of encouragement as she fell asleep. She visualized her excitement for his music reaching him across the Atlantic. He started writing songs with Portuguese words he didn't understand, melodies that felt like they came from somewhere else. The pull became so strong that he used savings to tour South America for the first time. The first venue that confirmed, Sao Paulo, her city. When she approached him after the show, he said, "I know this sounds crazy, but I feel like I came here for you." These aren't rare. These are what happens when consciousness decides distance is irrelevant. When two people create quantum entanglement through focused intention, physical reality must reorganize to bring them together. Now, the truth of quantum entanglement is, if you meet this person and they were never meant for you, they're not somebody that would be attracted to you, it probably will not go to that next level. The entanglement is the beginning part of this process. When your energy signatures are similar and you are meant to be together, that's when it works out so perfectly. You might try to become quantumly entangled with Brad Pitt, but you may not be on the same energetic level as Brad Pitt, and so it doesn't necessarily work. Perhaps he wouldn't be as attracted to you. So, in general, I have found that entanglement works when the energies are similar, when both would find attraction towards each other. It simply skips and speeds up the process to inevitably create unions and meetings between people that might not have met before. So I want you to settle into your body. I want to activate this quantum entanglement ability within you. Feel your heart beating. That rhythm is your quantum transmitter. Sending out waves of electromagnetic energy with every pulse. Each heartbeat is broadcasting your signature into the field. Place your awareness in your heart space. Not your physical heart, but the energetic center, where love originates. Feel it warming. Expanding. Becoming more coherent. Your heart field is extending now, reaching beyond your body, beyond this room, beyond all distance. Bring your person into your awareness. Perhaps it's a specific person, or perhaps you're seeking out your soulmate or twin flame and you've never seen them before. If you know them, feel their essence beyond their appearance. And if you haven't met them yet, feel the shape of their energy, the quality of their presence, the texture of their soul. They have a specific frequency, like a note only they can sing. Feel for it. Listen for it with your heart. Now speak these words internally, encoding them into your photons. I call to you. Across all of space and time. My particles seek your particles. My frequency seeks your frequency. I give the quantum field permission to entangle us at the deepest level of reality. Feel your biophotons, the light particles your body generates, beginning to spin differently. They are encoding with your intention, carrying your message into the quantum field. These photons are not bound by distance. They exist everywhere simultaneously. Imagine threads of light extending from your heart. Tendrils searching through infinite probability for your specific person or soulmate or twin flame, whoever it is, their matching signature. Watch them move through the field guided by an intelligence greater than your mind. They know exactly where to go. Now feel the moment of connection. You have found them. There's a clicking sensation, a recognition, a locking into place. Like two puzzle pieces that were always meant to fit, your energies are recognizing each other. Feel that recognition in your cells. Breathe deeply, and with each inhale, draw their energy signature closer, not their physical body, but their quantum essence. Feel it merging with your field. Your particles are beginning to correlate. When you spin, they spin. When you vibrate, they vibrate. You are becoming one system in two bodies. Speak this command. We are entangled. What happens to me happens to you. What I feel, you feel. When I call, you answer. When you call, I answer. We are bound by forces stronger than physics. Feel the entanglement solidifying. Invisible threads weaving between you, creating connections that cannot be broken. These threads exist outside of time, outside of space. They are already there in your past, already there in your future, eternal and unbreakable. Now send them a message. Feel pure love, not desperate need, but pure appreciative love for their existence. Let that love travel instantly through your entangled connection. They are receiving it right now, in their heart, in their dreams, in their unconscious awareness. Feel them responding. Maybe it's a warmth or a tingling. Maybe it's just a knowing. Their system is acknowledging yours. The entanglement is active. Visualize magnetic force building between you every day. This magnetism grows stronger every night while you sleep. The entanglement deepens. You're being pulled toward each other by forces that transcend human understanding. Now anchor this connection. Our entanglement is permanent. Distance cannot break it. Time cannot diminish it. Doubt cannot sever it. We are quantumly bound, and the universe is already rearranging reality to bring us together. Feel the shift in your timeline. Probable futures are reorganizing. Paths that lead to your meeting are becoming more solid, more likely, more inevitable. The universe is already moving pieces on the board, people, circumstances, opportunities, all designed to bring you into physical proximity. Your special person is feeling this right now, wherever they are. Something has shifted. They might feel restless. They might think of traveling. They might have a sudden urge to change something in their life. That's the entanglement working, pulling them towards you as surely as gravity pulls objects to Earth. Release all need to know how or when. The quantum field operates outside your logical mind's comprehension. Trust that entangled particles always find each other. They have to, it's law. From this moment forward, you are never alone. You're entangled. Every thought of love you think reaches them. Every lonely moment you feel a pull to comfort you. Every joy you experience increases their joy. You are connected at the most fundamental level. The only caveat is this activation cannot be used to manipulate, distort, or hurt another individual. The pure intention is love, and this entanglement is only meant to increase love in the world. You are quantumly entangled. Your convergence is not a matter of hope. It's a matter of physics. Watch for the signs. Feel for the pull. Follow the synchronicities. Now that you're entangled, you have a direct line to their consciousness, not their thinking mind, but their deeper awareness, the part that knows truth without words, feels without explanation, recognizes without introduction. Focus on your third eye, the space between your eyebrows. This is your transmission point for conscious thought. Feel it activating, warming, opening like a broadcasting station coming online. Your thoughts are about to become quantum carriers, traveling instantly through your entangled connection. Send them your name, not by thinking it, but by feeling the vibration of who you are. Let your essence travel through the connection. They might not hear your actual name, but they'll feel you. Your energetic signature is now whispering in the quantum field. Now send them psychic impressions one at a time, feeling each one travel through your connection. You know me. This message goes deeper into their heart space. They've been feeling someone approaching their life, a presence at the edge of awareness. Now you're confirming, yes, it's you. You're the one creating that feeling. Now send the message. Look for me. I'm closer than you think. This plants a seed of active searching. They'll start noticing things differently. Faces in crowds, new profiles online, unexpected invitations. Their consciousness is now primed to recognize you when you appear. Send them another message. You're safe with me. I've been waiting for you too. Send this with pure warmth. Their heart needs to know that this connection is safe, wanted, and mutual. Their defense mechanisms relax. Their heart opens to the possibility of you. Now send them a feeling memory of your future together. Not specific images, but the feeling of it. The safety, the laughter, the peace, the passion. Let them feel what it's like to be loved by you, to wake up next to you, to build a life with you. These memories travel through time, planting themselves in the consciousness as inevitabilities. Send them your location energetically, not your address, but the feeling of where you are, the quality of light in your city, the energy of your space. Transmit this powerful command through the connection. Find me. Your soul knows the way. This activates their internal guidance system. Every choice they make from this moment will be influenced by this command. They'll think they're making random decisions, but each one is bringing them closer to you. Now send pure desire, not desperate need, but powerful magnetic desire. Let them feel how much you want them, how ready you are for them, how completely you'll cherish them. This desire travels through the entanglement like electricity, lighting up their entire energy system. They're dreaming of you now. Send them courage. The courage to follow the pull they're feeling. The courage to make changes. Finally, send them timing coordinates. Not a date, but a feeling of soon. Let them feel the proximity of your meeting. They're receiving everything. Their conscious mind might not understand the restlessness, the pull, the sudden changes, but the quantum self knows exactly what's happening. Now stop transmitting. Become completely receptive. Your entangled connection works both ways, and they're already sending energy back to you. Part of the process of entanglement is to receive just as much as to give. Quiet your mind. Open your heart. Feel the subtle warmth that is coming from your own body. That's them. Their heart field touching yours through the quantum bridge, feeling you out. It might feel like a gentle pressure in your chest or a tingling, a presence that wasn't there before. They're thinking of you without knowing why. Feel those thoughts arriving like soft waves against your consciousness. Let their energy pour into you. Don't reach for it, just receive it. Like standing on a waterfall of light, let their quantum signature wash through your entire field. Your particles are teaching you what they feel like. Notice the knowing that arrives. When you finally meet, your body will know them instantly. This is what being loved feels like, a presence that's always there, a warmth that doesn't fade with distance. A love in the quantum field, a connection that transcends all physical separation. Rest in this reception. You don't need to do anything more. The entanglement is complete, active, and working. It is done. The entanglement cannot be undone, except by you. You have woven your particles with theirs at the foundational level of reality. You're no longer two people hoping to meet. You are one love temporarily experiencing itself in two locations. Every atom in the universe now conspires for your union. They will find you, or you will find them, or you will find each other. The how doesn't matter because the why is written in the stars, coded in your DNA. From this moment forward, you live in a different reality, one where love is not a maybe but certainty, where your special person is not a dream but a destiny already in motion. The signs will come fast now, their name appearing everywhere, dreams too vivid to ignore. You are magnetically irresistible to them. Your entangled particles sing a siren song they cannot unhear. Every cell in their body is tuned to your frequency. They are coming to you like a comet pulled by gravity, like a wave returning to shore, like destiny remembering its purpose. Here's your truth, written in a poem. Across the void, through space and time, two hearts beat in quantum rhyme. No distance holds what physics binds. Two bodies, but entangled minds. You feel them now, they feel you too. One soul that split between the two. The universe has heard your call and answered with the greatest law of all. That particles once touched remain forever bound by quantum chain. No force can break what love has sealed. Your destiny has been revealed. They're coming now on paths unseen through synchronistic time machine. Each heartbeat brings them closer still, not by choice, but quantum will. Your love story has already been written in the quantum field. You're not waiting for it to begin, you're living it now. Every breath you take, they breathe with you. Every thought of love you think reaches them instantly. Every lonely moment is just the tension before the reunion. You are entangled. You are energetically inseparable. You are inevitably converging. You can find all episodes of The Reality Revolution at therealityrevolution.com. And welcome to The Reality Revolution.